we do not consider as if the owner of the Kohen has any rights to this Safek Bechor. A Safek Bechor is totally owned by the Yisrael. Therefore, it's called like his mammon, therefore he has the right to give it away for Maisa Behema. Because if you're going to say, talk for Kohen helps, so the Kohen has a schus in it. So he can't free himself from the Maisa Shal Kohen.
So the Mor answers back and says no. Mor says, Omla Yabai, Yabai says, Imi Shumho. From this proof alone, right to say Lamar, you have no proof to say talk for Kohen, Allah would be my tzimais in the yaday. Maybe no, maybe really talk for Kohen helps. If the Kohen grabs it, maybe he has the right to keep it, it's called he has a schus here. If so, yes, King, how could the Yisrael free himself from his maisa behema? Salensi ilhocha b'maya askinan. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagrain the last loyalty show that this Yisrael really only has 9 newborn animals to him. For who? And this 10th one was the Safek Bechor. So therefore, that's why he has the right to use it for Maisa Behema. Because I'll tell you, the Monashach, whichever way you look at it, he's doing okay. If this Safek Bechor that came into the corral really belongs to the Yisrael, really it's not the moment of the Kohen, so then it's, now it's considered like the Yisrael has 10 animals, and therefore he's Mechuyav for Maisa Behema. So if he gives it for Maisa Behema, it's very good. Shapa, then there's no problem. Shapa, come Iser. Now, Ilav, even on the tzad to say, you want to tell him, like, really talk for Kohen Mitzulay some yodoy. So, really, there's a good tzad to say here that maybe this Bechor really belongs to the Kohen. So, if so, then, the question is, how could he use it for his own Maisa Behema? I'll tell you, Ilav, then, Ilav, Bach Yuvu, on the tzad to say that the Safek Bechor really belongs to the Kohen. It's not a Bach Yuvu of the Yisrael. If so, Tisham, Lav Bari Suninu. So it comes out that the Yisrael himself only has then 9 animals. And if you only have 9 newborn animals to you that year, you don't have to give Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is only if you have 10 animals born to you, 10 new animals born to you that year, so you have to take off Maisa Behema. So that's why it says over here, that HaSveikus Nichnosim Rebulis Aser. There could be, there's no proof. Really talk for Kayin is Ein Metzina Yisim Yadoi. Really a Kayin does have a schus in a Safek Bechor. But still the Lachar is the Yisrael has a right to use the Safek Bechor to be Mitzarif in his 9 animals to make him a Chir of Maisa Behema Lechumra. Because on the Tzad to say that it's not a Bechor, it really belongs to the Yisrael, so now it's still like he has 10 animals, so therefore in a Safek he has a right to take off Maisa Behema. That's what Abaye wanted to say. Then the Mor says no. Hold the Romer Abaye. Then Abaye said no. Lav Milsu the Yamri. It's not true what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now does not make sense. Lav Milsu the Yamri, Rashi says. Tevadei Siyati. No. Of course, there's a good proof what you brought to say. Talk for Kohen Adinis. Moitzilei Si Yodai. Lamar. Because the heavy tzad schil Kohen, because really, if the din would be talk for Kohen, the din would be ein moitzin. That the Kohen has any tzad schusir. So then Avada, but we have a tzad chi l'kayin bay misofik v'yishtaker to kol hanu tloyim sofik chayovim b'maiser sofik ein chayovim misveik we have a tzorach liyisrayim that there be a doubt whether it's mechuyiv b'maiser b'heim or not so v'adam and asofik would be potter k'gamrit l'asur monoshach that you want to say monoshach you have to take off maiser b'heim or no the whole sofik chi or sofik potter lav bari surinu it can't be like you wanted to say. Because we'll soon see the klal is every time you have a suffix. If an animal is mechuyi, the maisa behem or not, the loch was a spotter. Even in the case where you could say a manashach. So because you have to say clearly that talk for kohen the din is, might see loisim biyadai. That if a kohen grabs away the suffix bechor, he can't keep it. So therefore it's considered like a kohen has no schus at all in a suffix bechor. That's why the din is when a suffix bechor falls into the Yisrael's corral, then he takes off maisa behema from it. Because even in the case where the Yisrael only had 9 animals, and now the 10th one was the suffix bechor, if a kohen would have any schus in it, the din would be automatically the Yisrael is potter for maisa behema, and we would not even say a manamshach. So since here it says no, that as sveikas nichnosim l'dil l'sasem, this is a clear raya, that in a suffix bechor, a kohen has no schusim at all. That talk for kohen would take it away from the kohen. It all belongs to the Yisrael. That's why the Yisrael could bring it into his mind to take it from maisa behema. Now where's the raya? That's why says, "I'm led by love, milsu the amri." The sveika love by yisurihu. We have a suffix, the chor. It's not in the pasha of maisa behema. The tznan, we learned like this.
Kofatz echad min ha-menuyin. L'toichon, then you started to count your corral. You want to take ma'isa behema. You have, let's say, 50 animals that were born to you that year. So you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 10th one is ma'isa behema. Now, while you were counting 1, 2, 3, 4, one of those that were counted jumped back in again. Jumped back into the corral. So locher is kulam p'turin. Locher is now, since you have a suffix that one of these 45 left here was already counted, so it makes a p'tur, you don't have to have any more ma'isa behema. It's all potter for ma'isa behema. Now why? If you want to tell me, that when you have a doubt whether it's mechuyev or ma'isa behema or not, still take it off me suffix. So here also, last in the manashach, let him take off ma'isa behema and manashach. It's like this. If the one to take off now, the 10th one, was not counted yet, so the manashach is good, it's ma'isa behema. And if this is the one that's not a bar chiyuvay because it was counted already, so it's potter anyway for ma'isa behema. Nifta b'minyan harayu, for the minyan harayu that was already counted. The Yama Rav says minyan harayu poter. There's such a pru like that. So Rashi says like this. Nifra says mina ma'isa b'minyan harayu kishenimu alav beis gimel. When you first counted 1, 2, 3, having the deer toloyim harbi, there were a lot of sheep left in the deer. So when you first started to count 1, 2, 3, 4, there was another 6 or 7 left to make a minion of ma'isa behema. So then the halacha is those first that you counted are always potter. You can never give them again for ma'isa behema. And that's Rabba's din, like Rashi says, Yama Rabba v'b'chayrus, that the minion ha'royah potter. And Rashi says, Hoyo lo yutuloyim. Somebody had 10 new sheep. And he started to count 5. U'meis echad. And one of the 5 left over died now. So locher is even though now you can't give ma'isa behema, you don't have 10, but still have menuyin p'turim, the ones that you counted already you potter from. U'sheinu menuyin, the ones that were not counted yet, that's mitzvah from the gerim ma'acher. Shivodu lo tloyim at shigiyas man ha'gerim. You leave them over to wait to see if you can get 10 more or 5 more born later on. Mitzvah from the emelu. But the first five that you counted the locher is pturim. It's potter for ma'isa behema. Why is it potter? He didn't take off any animal for ma'isa behema. There's a new klala, b'minyan harayu. Since when you started to count, it was fitting to be a ma'isa behema involved, they're potter. How do you know this now? Rashi says, v'yal v'flo v'levet af in the pasuk ma'asheyaver. When it's going through the Lord Shekhar over, not that it already went. Things which over Tacha the Shevet will only be other lasser. Should they mavir upon Macheris? That once you counted the animal once, to make it up to 10 animals, you don't recount it a second time. Acheris to Shevet will play Mitzafi Moim. That's the Mukhal of Minin Haroi. So therefore, when you have a suffix of, therefore it says, Kofa Sechem and Amnil Matoichon is Kulam Pturim. So here you see such a clause of the Ma'isa Behema, we do not say M'monoshach. We say rather, if you have a doubt, if you're potter or not, you're potter for Ma'isa Behema. So therefore, the Moshe writer, El Ma'is Nachman, what do we have to say? That Asiri Vav Yom Rachmano, the Asiri Suffix is such a clause. For Ma'isa Behema, you only have to give the Vav, the 10th one, not a Suffix. A Suffix, Ma'isa Behema, you don't give it all. So Hachinami, Isiri Vav Yom Rachmano, the Asiri Suffix. Here also, by the Sveikus and Echvasim the deer, you can't tell me that Mamonashach you have to take off Ma'isa Behema. Even though it's a good Svara. But over here, the Hecher by Ma'isa Behema is like a special Gzeir of the Kosev, that has to be a Vadai. You only take off Ma'isa Behema to a Vadai Ma'isa Behema. Anytime you have a Suffolk, if it's Ma'isa Behema not, the Ma'isa Yapotah, like Rashi says, and the Ma'isa Behema, Loma Lechai Vulasim Mamonashach, Asiri Vadai, Hitzra Kosev Lesser, Ploy Hitzra Kosev as a Suffolk. The whole Asiri, Shevakan, Suffolkain, Shafili Yotzra, Ptur Bechanishi, Shuven Asiri, Kori Asiri, and what she is, Shapotim, any Minaminion. Means, even if Lemaisa, in our case here, where you first counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and one of those jumped back, now when you start counting the new 10, even if this one that was counted comes out number 4, also the 10th one is not really a Ma'isa Behema. Because it's only a Ma'isa Behema if you count the 10 new fresh animals, not if you counted one of the old ones. So the kids, anytime there's a suffix, if this 10th one is Ma'isa Behema or not, by the klal of Ma'isa Behema, we do not say that our suffix do it, but rather that our suffix will say your potter. Therefore, why is the halacha before the Mishnah before of Hasveikos Nichnos Mabila Safer? It could only be because Tokfa Kohen the Klal is Meitzinoi Sum Yadoi. A Safik Bechor Kohen has no Schusim in it at all. Those things belong to the Yisrael.
Therefore, the day for the Yisrael's moment, it's like Vavi belongs to the Yisrael. Therefore, you have the right to make the crown of Maisa Beinu out of it. Even though the Lachru is Melasofi Kedusha Chal, that's Hilchos Kedusha. Hilchos Kedusha Chal Yelov, and therefore, Sosta Begiz of Yavaida. But as far as the mumness goes, the mumness of this Sofik Bechor for sure belongs to the Yisrael, and therefore he can fire for his own animals to make Maisa Beinu out of it. Then Echnami, the Chal will be, Tok for Koin would be, Maitsi Noisa in the Yodai. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Zayin Omer Aleph. On top again, the Gemara says, second line, Omalei Ravacha Midifta L'Ravina. So Ravacha Midifta said to Ravina, Mai Sveikas. What's the pshat in the Brisa we had before that said, Ha Sveikas Nichnosen L'Dir L'Sasser. That we have a suffix if the animal is a Bechor or not, and is by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael now has 10 animals, so this become part of them to take off Maisa Beheno. What type of Tzveikas are we talking about? Elam, if you want to tell me, Sofik Becherus, it's a real Sofik if you have your cow, whether it gave birth or not the first time or not, so you have this calf now, it's a real Sofik whether it's a Bechor or not. So where's the question? Mina Sofik then, could you use it for Maisa Beheno? Yeah, Kodesh Amar Rachmano. Veloisha Kfa Kodesh. Then we know the parsha of Maisa Behemoth says when you have 10 animals, so the 10th one has to be you're making the Kodesh now, and not if it was already Kodesh from before. So Rashi says, Mais Sveikas are Minli Yel Sveikas Nachum Dila Sasser. So it can't be a regular Sofik Bechor, because a regular Sofik Bechor is a Sofik if it has Kedusha. Like if it was really born a Bechor, it's Kodesh. So now there's no way you can let it go out to be a Maisa Behemoth. Because the Pasuk says, Yia Kodesh. Ma'isa Behem, you have to make Kodesh now. For Loisha Kva Kodesh, not if it was Kodesh from before already. Elu, rather, the case has to be Sofik, Pidyon, Petah, Chamor. The question here is, we had a Chamor, you had a donkey. And you have a Sofik now, this kid that's born, is it the first one, is it the Petah, Chamor or not? So on a Sofik, Pidyon, Petah, Chamor, the Locher is, on any Petah, Chamor, the Locher is, you have to take a Tleh, you take another sheep, and like you make a pigeon, you said the Kedusha of the Petah Chamor should go off the Chamor onto the sheep. See if you have a Sofik, if this a Petah Chamor is really a Bechor or not. So Lachru, you take a Tleh Min HaSofik, and you say this Min HaSofik should take off the Kedusha off the Chamor. So Rashi says, Sofik Pidyon Petah Chamor, Tleh Shehufrish Al Sofik Petah Chamor. You have this Tleh, you have this sheep now, that you separated it for on the Petah Chamor. Shafilu petah chamor vada, even on its side that firstborn, that chamor is the firstborn, ain betle ze shapidyon mishon kedusha. There's no real kedusha right now upon the pidyon. That's tamalocha, that we make a pidyon petah chamor, and stam it's like in a sin, you give it to the kohen, it's like mom and kohen, but it has no kedusha on it. So therefore over here, even on the tzad they say that it is the petah chamor, still it has no kedusha, therefore you could use it to take off ma'aseh behemah with it. The Gemara says, look at Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says. The Yom Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avuha, that Yisrael Sheyesh Loi, Asor Sofik, Pitrei Chamor B'Teich Beisoi, Ev Yisrael that owns 10 different Sofik Petah Chamors, he had 10 times the 10 different Chamorim that gave birth, and each one of them was a Sofik, it was really a Bechor or not. So he was Hufrash, a Tleh, and he has it in his house now, so he has these 10 Tloyim in his house. Alochriz Mafresh Aleya Masoro, you have to take off from them. Mafres Asoro Shane, you have to set aside 10 Shane. Well, Maisun, to take off Maisa Behema, Vain Shalai. So again, the Yisrael Shiyeshlo Yasoro, Sofik Petah Chamor Betech Beisai. The Yisrael has these 10 Sofik Petah Chamor, he has these firstborns of the Chamor, that he has a Sofik if it's really the firstborn or not. So what he has to do is first, Mafresh Aleya Masoro Shane. He has to set aside first 10 sheep in order to take off the Sofik Kedusha off the Petah Chamor. And now when he has these 10 sheep here, it is a Maisrin. He could take off Maisa Behema from these 10 to Hein Shalai, and those things belong to him. So it gets to that Pshan, the Mishnah before, the Braisa, that Asveikas Nezoch Nechnosim Ladir, this Aser, doesn't mean a real Sofik Bechor of a Behema Tahura, but it means a Sofik Bechor of a Behema Temeya the Chamor. So then Allah reveals this Tleh, that a Hufrish has no Kedusha on it, so it's only to the Yetzah the Mitzvah of Petah Chamor, but the actual
the Kedusha that chal, therefore if the Yisrael owns it, he has the right to take off Maisa Behema to use it for Maisa Behema. Now the Gemara says, my heavy Allah the Masusa. What's the halacha in the first question we started out about a Masusa about the Merchatz? Again, the other case was, two people were arguing over this Merchatz, this bathhouse. One said Kulishli, and then Al-Shaila was, what happened if one got up and made it Hegdish? One was Makdashit. So is the Kedusha Chalonat on the Tzad to say, Tokfa, if one would rib it away, and the other one is first Shostak, first keeps quiet, and then he's Sovach later, that we say, since he kept quiet first, that the key for the grabbing away helps? So we have a Tzad to say, maybe the same Svarah should be, if one person is Makdashit. If you go and be Makdashit now, and then the other person keeps quiet first, that should be a proof that's really yours. And maybe the Kedusha is Chal. So that's the Shaila now. What was the Maskana Sagamara? Is the Kedusha Chal or not? So Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Hevi Uvda Bei Rav Chizda. And what's happened the case by Rav Chizda? For Rav Chizda Bei Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda went to ask Rav Huna. So Rashi says, Maisa, what's happened the case? At Hoya, will ball of Nei Rav Chizda. First they brought the Shaila from Rav Chizda. And then Rav Chizda Masam didn't know exactly. So he brought a Hevel of Nei Rav Huna. They brought the Shaila from Rav Huna. And they brought a raya from this case over here. The Yom Rav Nachman says the klal is that kol mamon shein yochel yotziyai b'dayonim, any type of a suffic money that with the dayonim there's no psak to give it to one person more than the other person, says so hekdeshe ein kodesh, if one of the two people go to be makdashit, the kedusha is not chal. So Rashi says the high nam here also. One does not have a raya more than the other one. And that was the case that over this bathhouse, they were both arguing, but neither of them had a raya more than the other one. So the chur, the din should have been maybe achleiko, but a korban and bezdin would not give it to either one of them. That's called moment that you cannot take out the dayonim. If so, here the Brisa says that, or Rav Nachman says, that kol moment shen yochel yotziya b'dayonim, the halacha is hakadesha ein the kodesh, that the hegdish is not chal. So who are then by mesusa also, the hegdish should not be chal. Mashma, any case, even though in a case where he shosak later and then he sovach, still it does not help. So we're here to claw proof to say that the hegdish does not help. Now the Gemara makes a digvel, but mashma ha yochel yotziya b'dayonim, mashma, even though it's a suffix about the money. But as long as you have a proof that you could be Moitzi Mammon, that Bezdin would cause the other person, the Loiva, to pay you up, to give you back the money, then Hegadesha Kodesh. Then even though you don't own the money yet, it's a question of taking a Pikodin away from somebody else. Even though you have a proof that Edim will make Bezdin give you back the Pikodin, but even before you collected it, Mashmi could also be Makdashit. So Gemara says, Afagav de Loyavkei, even though Bezdin did not collect it yet. Why? We know Vomer Rabbi Yechonen said that Gozal, if Reuven made a Gzela, Reuven stole from Shimon, Floyd Nisiyash Rabbeilam, and Shimon was not Messiah yet. There's no Yish yet. So therefore the locher is, Shnehem, Einem Yechonen Lagdishoi. Neither Reuven, the owner, neither Shimon, the Gazlin, could be Makdashit. Why? Zelefi Shenishaloi, because the Gazlin that does not belong to him, you made a Gzela true, maybe it's in your Rishus right now, you have Kinyan Chiyuv Yainsin, but the actual Shaloi, the real Bailus of this Chayfet, is the original owner. Therefore the Gazlin has no right to be Makdashit. And the owner also not. Zelefi Shenib Rishusai. Right now it's not in your Rishus, it's not in your possession right now. It's by the Gazlin, it's by somebody else. Even though you own it, but it's not called a complete bialus like. Like in every object, there's two parts to the object. There's the shaloi, the real owner, who really has the mumnus, who really owns it. Then it also has to be a brishusai. It has to be under your possession that you could do whatever you want with it right now. That's like kiyakdish, the pasuk says, ish kiyakdish es beisai. The dasher, ma beisai brishusai, you could do whatever you want with it. Says so here also. Since, even though you could get this money out from Bezdin, but since you did not collect the money yet, it's not called in your rishus. Says so, how come you can be makdashit? And Rashi says, "V'astam gzeila yecholim lotziya b'dayonim hu." Stam gzeila, most probably there are edim that Reuven made the gzeila, so you can take it out, you can take it away from him. And still, the locher is the owner cannot be makdashit. So you see, as long as he did not collect it yet in Bezdin, it's not called rishusai. So how could you have here this mashma that any time you could be mitzi the mamon b'dayonim, then you could be makdashit? So my answer is, Mi savrit b'mesusa metatla maskinim. Who says we're talking about over here in the case of mesusa? It's talking about metatlim. Like Rashi says, kagoyin gigas. How are we talking about barrels? That's metatlim. And then we say it's mechusa gavaina. That calls the man, you did not collect it yet. It's not in your reshus. No. I tell you, b'mesusa mekakwe yaskinon. We're talking about now a bathhouse that was like in the ground. And therefore, by ground, by karka, we always know here the yisoid is the chiyochol or tzir. But the Yom, the Gemara says, for reshusay kaima, that if you really you could prove it in Bezdin, and Bezdin will tell the other person that this karka belongs to you, by karka we always say the klal is that kol hecha the isa for reshusay mori kaima, like Rashi says, wherever the karka, the property is, it's automatically in the owner's possession. Rashi says the karka ain't an exelus, because karka can't really take away from the owner. The shapa therefore pshita mihai. Do you have a raya or lay hegdesha hegdish? Here wouldn't have been a good proof. We're talking about now by karka. So by karka the klal is if you have a raya in bezin, the bezin will be moitzit for you. So therefore we consider as if you're the real owner. Therefore your hegdish would be chal. But over here we're bringing that's what Nachman's saying, that since here the case of the machlekas over the mesusa here, neither of them have good rayas. So neither of them could be moitzit b'dayonim. So then the lochra is right now it's not called in Yerushus, and there's no way for Hegdish to be chal. And Mashmah Gemara is numbing on. The chiddush is even in a case where the other person is first shosak, as long as at the end he's sovach, we still say the Hegdish is not chal. That's the maskon here. The Masusa tofach that a tofas and the other one is shosak. Vechakach sovach. That's not called the good tofas that does not help. Or at least you have a proof here, at least that the Hegdish is not chal. Maybe even if tofas does help, then maybe kedusha, maybe the Hegdish would not be chal. Even though twice before says the maskon of Sagamar is, talk for coin is, moitzinois miyadoi, that the kifa does not help. Which really, this is the machlokes. I was showing them exactly how we paskin, because the Gemara before it says an imtim tzolaymer. Usually the derech of the Rambam is whenever the Gemara says a lashon of an imtim tzolaymer, mashma we always paskin like the first way. So before the Gemara says imtim tzolaymer, that talk for echad b'faneinu is ein moitzinois miyadoi, then we ask the shala what's going to be hegdishoi for loitofas. Since the Gemara used the lashon of imtim tzolaymer, it would be mashma we talk a paskin like that. That talk for echad b'faneinu, the tzkifa would help. But others say no, that even talk v'echa b'fneinu also does not help. But I call upon him here, we're bringing a raya clearly, that at least Hegdish for sure would not be chal. Now the Gemara says, Toni rav tachlifo ba marova. Rav tachlifo ba marova, that means from Eretz Yisrael, near Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, kaim mit rabavu in front of rabavu. He said over look like this, that shna yamadukim betalis, and you have two people holding on to the talis. So the locker is, like in the case of our Mishnah, but there it says, Zen noitel admokim shiyodim magas, that here we're talking about the holding on to part of the talus itself. Let's say like 2 or 3 feet of the talus is wrapped up in his hand. So therefore each one gets as much as is in his hand. So that's his lashon here. Zen noitel admokim shiyodim magas. This one receives automatically as far as his hand is holding on to it. And the Zen noitel admokim shiyodim magas. And the other person also gets as much as wrapped up as in his hand. The ashar, the middle part of the talus, that's not in this one, not on the other one's hand, that's the loch of Chokim B'Shova. Then we say, Yachleiku, that's the din of our Mishnah, Shnayim Erchsen Batalis, the din is Yachleiku. The Sofer didn't say a word about a Shvua, they said it by right back to him, Mochu Lei Rabavua. Rabavua, like Mar Rashi says, he showed him with his fingers, like Kapamala, like he pointed with his fingers upwards, as if to say, Uve Shvua, you also have to swear to Hashem, like it says in our Mishnah. So that's what they're adding on to our Mishnah, that even though our Mishnah says Yachleiku, which is Mashma, the whole talis is Yachleiku, here he says no, the din of Yachleiku is not on the whole talis, it's only what's in between their hands. But the part of the talis that they're really tofas in the hand, each one keeps. Now the Gemara says, if so, Elo Masnisim Diktoni, the Palgi Bahadodi, Veloiketoni, Zen Noitel Adnokim Shiyodu Magas. Our Mishnah Stam says, Shnayim Erchsim Batalis is Yachleiku. Mashma, the whole talis they divide equally. It doesn't have any mentioning that you keep what's in your hand. So heichim eshkachaslo, how do you have this case? Like the chur, when you're holding onto the talis, if you're a tofas, you have to be holding to some part of the talis. So how can we have it that you're holding onto it and still we say yachleiku on the whole talis? So the Gemara answers, Amarav popo titofis pikakashto. When they're holding on to just the strings at the end of the talis. Not the actual talus itself, but like we have a talus, the end of the talus has little strings of wool hanging down.
Rashi says, like the garden, shebishnei rosh, and just the little strings that are hanging down, that's not really part of the beged itself. So therefore, since neither of them are holding on to the beged itself, therefore the whole beged is chokin. But it's enough to give him a shem tofas. It's called shnei merchsim metalis, as long as they're holding on to even the strings of the talis. Like you holding on to the strings of the talis, that's like a proof it belongs to you. And the other one is also holding on to the strings, you have a proof it belongs to him. Therefore, it's called shnei merchsim metalis. So the din is yachloiku. I, the beggar itself, since they're not holding on to the beggar itself, therefore the whole beggar has the lacha of yachloiku. Now the Gemara says, Amra Misharshio Shema Mino. From here we have a proof, since you're telling me now from Bnei Marova, from Bamarova, that what's in your hand itself, you automatically keep, and the yachloiku is only on the rest of the talis. Says so, Shema Mino, Hai Sudra. Whenever we want to make a kinyin chalipin, when I give you over my sudra, my handkerchief, a cloth, for you to hold on to, kivon the tofes beishalosh shalosh, as soon as you're holding on to a part of the talis, a part of this handkerchief, that's 3x3, kairinim beis, it's automatically considered already, v'nosam arayayu, as if I gave you this talis. The command the posik dami, even though I'm holding on to the rest of the talis, I only gave you a small part of it, 3x3. But what's in your hand, what you're holding on to, we consider command the posik dummy, as if it's chopped off already. And therefore, the koni, therefore we'll have this kinyan. Rashi says, Shmamino, midik toni ad mokum shiodu magas. Koni loi, that much really belongs to you, there's no suffix about it. Says, so hai sudra. Shel koino, shekoino by kinyan. Like shel koino, the lakeh, the one that wants to buy something, he takes his handkerchief and he gives it over to the meicher. So kivun the tofus lay makna when the meicher, the one that's selling it, as soon as he grabs onto this talis from the lakeach and he holds onto it shalosh shalosh, karinim bei v'sholaf ish naloi v'nosam areyu. That's considered like lakeach now did a ma'aseh kinyan. He took his clothing and gave it over to the meicher, even though he did not give over the whole cloth. But as long as the meicher is holding onto a part of it that's 3x3, that's enough. Why? They command the posik dummy. It's considered like it's detached already. Okshaniya. So therefore the kinyan takes place. And therefore what lakeach wants to buy becomes his. So Rashi says now, V'davka shoshal, it has to be at least 3 etz boys. Why? The kli binin, it has to have a shame kli. Still the pasuk says, no aloy, obotsu misholosh etz boys, lav begeru. If it's less than 3 etz boys, 3 fingers, than 3 fingers, then it's not called a beged. Therefore, the size of the suda, this kinyan suda, this kinyan chalipin, that when Lakeach wants to buy, or Reuven wants to buy of Shimon some karka, so Reuven gives to Shimon his handkerchief, and Shimon is kind of this handkerchief, and therefore, the fact he's kind of the handkerchief, automatically, the field goes back to Reuven. So how much of the handkerchief do you have to give over? As long as the meicher is holding on to 3x3, 3 etz boys, that's called the kinyan chalipin. It's called command the posak a dummy. So now the Gemara asks, if so, then how come Rav Chizda's din is not like this? The Yom Rav Chizda said, in the case where an ish is giving his wife a get, so what's going to be the locha get biyoda? The husband puts the get in his wife's hand. But umeshicha biyodoi, but the Baal, the owner, still has a string attached to it. He has a string that's attached to the get, and the string he's still holding in his hand. So it depends. If the husband could pull the get away from his wife with the string, is ain't magreshes? We say she's not magreshes. The yimlav, if the string is not strong enough, if he can't pull the get away from her, so then we say magreshes. Since it's in her hands, she's magreshes. But the question is, why do I care if the husband could pull the get away from her, but lemaisa the get is in her hand? And I was saying a svari, if it's in her hand, it's considered command the posak dummy. Like the part of the talis that you have in your hand is like you own it. It's not part of the suffix here. By kinyan chalipin, you're telling me now, we consider as if it's nifsak, as if it's cut off already. It's not part of the rest of the talis. Even though, of course, you could pull it away from him. But whatever your tofas you're holding, we see it's like yours already. So you also this get. Since lamaitza, the isha is tofas, the isha is holding on to the get, we should consider the get as if it's by her. But like, you don't have it here. So Gemara says, So the question is, why is the get not chal? So my answer, I'll tell you, Hossam over here by Gittin is much different. Hossam krisos binan. The Torah says you have to do a maisa krisos. You have to be cut off and have no ties at all to your wife. Veleka, here it's not called krisus, that since the husband could still grab the get away from his wife, that's not called the maisa krisus. That's not called a good get. Like Rashi says, krisus havdolo. You have to have a separation here. She yomuvdolim zemizeh. By giving her the get, that's called you separating yourself from her. For ayagudimayim b'chutzeh. But if the husband still has the string that could pull the get away from her, he's still attached. It's not called the mice in the sin of a get. The mice of giving a get has to be a mice of a krisus of separation. So that's why it's not called a good get. Even though for kinyonim it is good, but for get it's a special concern when you need a mice of krisus and you don't have it here. Now the Gemara says that Hosan krisus bina v'leka, Hocha nesinim bina v'ika. Over here by kinyon chalipin, it just says v'nosan. You just have to give. It says v'sholaf ish noloi v'nosan l'riyeyu. So a mice in the scene, it's going. You made a mice in the scene, even though you could pull the rest away from him, it doesn't make a difference. That's called a nesina. Only by get would have to be krisis. If you could pull it back, it's not called krisis. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava. Rava says, Im hoisa talis muzelvois. Let's say the talis has some gold on it, like a golden talis. Maybe not. We'll soon see what the pshat is. Maskonra is, it means there's some gold in this talis. So then it's chokin. Still we say, Yachleiku. Shnayim erchza metalis. Still we say, Yachleiku. So Gemara says, Shita, of course, like, why not? What's the difference if it's a regular talus or it's a golden talus? Shnayim erchza metalis, the locher is chokin. So Gemara says, Le'tzrich, the case is like this. Tekoi da'aba be'mitziyah. That not that the whole talus was a golden talus, but just that there's some gold in the middle of the talus. So Gemara says, if so also, honami pshit, of course, if the gold is in the middle of the talus, so again, divide the talus in half, and they'll each get an equal portion of the gold and the talus. So Gemara says, no, the chiddush is like this. Le'tzricho de'mikarev l'gavi de'chad. That, like, usually, let's say you cut the talus, let's say, widthwise, straight across. So if we're going to cut the talus straight across, one person will get all the gold more than the other person. So therefore, now the time I would have thought to say, the Yomalei Plug Hochi, that the one that has the gold near him has the right to say, yes, let's still cut the talus straight across, even though it's going to mean I'm going to get all the gold. So Kamashmo, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalei, the other one that has the right to say, my Chod is the Palgas Hochi, Plug Hochi. Who told you to cut the talus straight across? Let's cut it down the lengthwise. And if we cut the talus down the length, then we'll both be getting half of the gold. See, even though usually this time you cut the talus straight across, the chiddush over here is, if there's gold in the middle, and if we'll cut the talus lengthwise, and then there'll be an equal chalukah in the gold, so that's the halacha. We have to try and make the chalukah both as far as the talus goes and as the gold, at the gold together. That both of them will receive half of the talus and half of the gold. That's the chiddush.
Now the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. We have two people holding on to the shtar. There's a malva and there's a loiva. Malva imer, the one that lent the money, said, Shalihu, listen, it's my shtar. Like, it's a proof that this person still owes me the money. V'nafal mimani, and it fell for me. Well, mitzastet, and now we found it. But the malva said, it's my shtar, I didn't collect the money yet. I have a right to collect my money with it. For Leibama, the Leibah says no. Shelachohu, true, it's yours. But operative lecho, I paid you up already. I paid you up the shtar. In other words, like, true, it was your shtar, but I paid you up and you gave it back to me, and now it's fell for me. Rashi says, Shnayim adukim shtar means the mouth and the Leibah both holding on to the shtar. So the Leibah says, true, it was yours, but I paid you up and you gave it back to me, and now it fell to me. So what do we do with such a shtar? The shtar says that, you know, the Leibah owes him $100. Who do we believe? So the right says like this, Yiskayim hashtar b'chaisamov divirevi. We have to have the key of hashtar here. We have to have to make sure the edim signing in the shtar were good edim, and then we can use the shtar. So the Havamina of the Gemara is that after we make key of hashtar, then the malva could use the shtar to collect with it. It was some see. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer yachloiku. No, they have to divide up the shtar. So then of yachloiku here, the malva and the loiva are both divided up. Now, what's going to be nofal liyadayin? Let's say the shtar falls into the hand of a dayin. Nofal liyadayin. So, locher is liyotzi alomis. We don't take it out. So, Rashi says, nofal hashtar liyadayin, mash modach kama. If a dayin found the shtar,
So lo yoytze yoytze lomus, we can't use this. In other words, we can't give it to the malbo, to the loiva, we don't leave it. We just leave it by the dying. Rabbi yoytze yoyme hareya v'chaskosai. No, the shtar is called v'chaskosai. Chura havimina means that you could use it, that the malbo could collect the shtar and use it. That's what the Braisa says. Now the Gemara goes to explain it. Oma mag, what we just said before, that yiskayim ashtar v'chaisom. Again in the ratio. With Shnayim Adukim Shtar, we have the Leiva and the Malva, this Reuven and Shimon, are both holding on to the Shtar. Each one said it fell from him. So the Braisa says, at least Rebbe says, Yiskayim Ashtar v'chaisamov, that make a Kiyim Ashtar. So Mar says, V'govile Malva Kulei. And then what will be? Let's say the Malva, like his Mekayim the Shtar, he brings to Edim, to Bezdin, they make a henpik on the Shtar, that the Shtar was written good, then you want to say the Malva's right to collect the whole thing with it. Why? For less play masnis and shnei merchsin, like don't we hold from the Mishnah? This is a good case of shnei merchsin metalis, that the din should have been yachloiko. Sakam over here, you're saying that after you mekayim the shtar, then it's mashma the malva collects the whole thing. Why? The leiv is also holding on to the shtar. So where it says, Omar Rav Nachman, the mekuyim, if the shtar is mekuyim already, then divrei hakli yachloiko. Everybody would agree, and echnami, then the lock would be yachloiko. The Rashi says, when the Braisa says that they should have a kiyum ashtar to make sure the edim signed in the shtar are really good edim, loyla migve malva kula kama. It doesn't mean to say that the malva has a right to collect everything. El migve palga just means that now the malva will be able to collect half of it. O plutayu v'sheina makuyin. But where's the machlekes? When the shtar is not makuyin. That's the machlekes over here. That's what Rabban Amar Nachman insists. Like this. That the mekuyim, if the shtar is mekuyim, divrei hakli yachloiku. Everybody agrees that shnayim adukim b'shtar has the same halacha like our Mishnah. Shnayim erchsim b'talos that it's yachloiku. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes Rebbe Yimim Shimon Gamliel over here? B'shein the mekuyim. If the shtar was not mekuyim, there's no henpik. We are not sure if the edim signing on it are good edim or not. So Rebbe, Rebbe holds moide b'shtar shekosvu tzorach lekaimai. Rebbe holds even though the leiver admits that this was once a shtar, the leiver is only saying here that the shtar fell from him. But the leiver admits that this was once a good shtar, therefore Rebbe holds that moed of shtar shkosu is still it's sarok lakaimai. In other words, if you want to rely upon the leiver, that the one that's telling you that the shtar was good, the leiver is also telling you that he paid it up. So you can't use this leiver at all. Therefore we have to look as if there's no kiyum at all. Therefore Rebbe says, in order for the malva even to collect kip for the shtar, he has to have a kiyum a shtar. The mekayim le polag. If the malva will be mekayim the shtar, he'll get hif. The le mekayim le polag. If he doesn't make kiyum, he can't even get hif. My time. What's the reason? Because Rabbi holds chas for the almu. This shtar without kiyum, like it's worth nothing. It's like a piece of a broken clay. A chas for kli cheres like. Why? Because man kom mishavi le lahay shtar. Who is making the shtar into a good shtar? Like lemaisa, the loiva is admitting that this shtar was a good shtar. Like the leiva that's holding onto the shtar is saying shalachohi. Like he admits that this shtar was a good shtar, I once borrowed the money from you. He's only saying that I paid you up. So really, who is telling us that this shtar is a good shtar? Man, kol mishavile lahay shtar. Leiva, it's the leiva that's doing it. If so, hokom adepari. But the leiva is also saying now that he paid up. So it's like a pesh shos, a pesh shiter. You want to rely upon the leiva to say this is a good shtar, you can't do that. Because the leiva right away is saying that the shtar was paid up. Therefore, Rebbe holds the leiva's haidor is not called the kiyum. Therefore, if the malva could be mekayim the shtar, he'll collect half. If he can't be mekayim the shtar, he won't collect even half. For Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Sava, know that the moedib b'shtar shekosvu ain't sarach lekaimai. That's what he says, yachloiku right away, even without a kiyum shtar. Because here, since the leiva is admitting that this was once a good shtar, so that's called moedib b'shtar shekosvu, the leiva admits that the shtar was written up, even though the leiva is now telling us that he paid up. Still, it's sarach lekaimai. The yachlagatul and the kaimle. Therefore, Shimon Gamliel holds, even though the malva does not bring any kiyum, still yachleiku. The din would be yachleiku. For see, all the sooner the leiver admits the shtar was written, so now we hear the shtar was a good shtar. There's no shailah from mezuyif. We don't say it was forged. Once we don't have a kshash of mezuyif, then lamaisi have a good shtar. The leiver attack is not normal to say parati, I paid you up. It's like a nig of a makam edim. That's the famous machlekes and moedib b'shtar shekosvu for sarach lekaimai and sarach lekaimai. That's the first machlekes here between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. All right, a turnover. Now we go to explain the second part of the braisa. But the second part said, "Nofali yadayim."
Let's say the shtar now is not shnayim adukim, not that the malvin, the loiv, is holding on to the shtar, but it fell biyad shlish, somebody else picked up the shtar, fell biyadayim. So it says, first of all, lo yotzi alon, but we cannot use it. You cannot use the shtar at all. Just Rav Yosi was the one that said,